The next patient is Kimberly Nelson. The last name is N-E-L-S-O-N. Kimberly is the first name. Number one, 44-year-old, white female, a patient of Dr. Laxmi Prada, L-A-X-M-I-P-R-A-D-H-A, that was referred to the office for evaluation of the kidney function. The patient had a retroperitoneal ultrasound. That was done on February the 8th of 2024, in which there was evidence of minimal changes of hyperechogenicity and thinning of the cortex that it was suggested of medical renal disease, no evidence of hydronephrosis. She had an echocardiogram. The echocardiogram showed that the patient had an ejection fraction between 50 and 55 percent. There was no evidence of LVH. The aortic valve is moderate regurgitation. The mitral valve, moderate regurgitation. And the right ventricle, the systolic pressure is within range. No evidence of pulmonary hypertension, period. The patient had a creatinine of 0.95, a BUN of 18 with an estimated GFR of 75 mLs per minute with normal serum electrolytes and an ion gap. The liver function tests were with the normal limits. The CBC fails to show the presence of leukocytosis. The hemoglobin is 13.4. The platelet count 191,000. Differential count was normal. In the urinalysis is completely clean. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment. The excretion of potassium is way below 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Following number. Patient has a history of arterial hypertension. However, the blood pressure reading today is 120 over 83. The patient has a BMI of 37, and she was explained about the metabolic syndrome and the need for her to decrease the body weight. In order to prevent complications. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the patient has been treated with Rybelsus, 3 milligrams every day, and we are giving glimepiride, 2 milligrams BOVID, the hemoglobin A1C is 7.1. Following number, the patient has significant dental and periodontal disease, and she has been advised to go to the dentist and take care of the problem. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. She is almost nicotine free. She has decreased significantly the amount of cigarettes that she drinks. She looks much better, and she is not coughing. The lungs are completely clear. Following number, hyperlipidemia, the serum cholesterol came down to 180 with the LDL of 98 and with the HDL of 40. In summary, the patient has an adequate kidney function without any complications, and she has the opportunity to preserve all the functions if she loses weight and quit smoking, and continue with a plant-based diet with low salt and a restricted fluid intake. I am going to reevaluate the case in 4 months, and if everything continues to be stable, I'll return the patient to the care of the primary care physician. I spend 12 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 9 minutes.